Lecture topic, respect Allah Ta'ala and His commands.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before a person even follows a religion, the most important thing is you must have respect for the religion before even starting to follow the religion. If he does not have respect for the religion, then he'll be deprived of the fortunes and the blessings of the religion. Once you have respect at heart for a religion, then it gives you the energy to go work towards following the religion. Respect is very important. You must have respect. Unfortunately, in these days, we do not have respect. That is why we begin to utter things that we're not supposed to utter. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali, the Sheikh, Hazrat Thanvi, Hazrat Mawlana Gangui Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Qasim Nanavati Rahmatullah. Once a person came to ask and tell him that, Hazrat, what is this that was go up and down in namaz and our heart is not in namaz? What's the benefit? Now just imagine you ask that question of that kind. So he told him that this up and down that you're doing now, you see the benefit there. You see? Although your heart may not be inclined toward namaz, but you're going up and down. Who gave you the opportunity to go up and down? The one who gave you the opportunity, he will accept you. And that is the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gave tawfiq to you. So how can we speak of those kind of words we come from our tongues? That why this person in namaz? Why should I read namaz if my heart is not in namaz? But think, inshallah, that I came to the masjid, Allah gave me tawfiq. One day the heart will be there. But the most important thing that you went up and down, that up and down, there you'll come to know how much Allah Ta'ala appreciate. Because if you look at it, every action of ours, which action can you see Allah accept this? Every action of ours, you look at it, no matter what action it is. No man can say, oh Allah, I brought one action. Just imagine, Bayadi Bustami Rahmatullah Alayhi was a very great saint. One day it so happened that he had a pain in the stomach. And he told, you know, it's because of the milk I drank, I got the stomach pain. However, when he passed away, Allah Ta'ala asked him, oh, Bayazid, what you brought? So I said, Allah Ta'ala, I brought Tawheed. Tawheed means that everything that happens to you is in the will of Allah. If you have a stomach ache, headache, what ache, whatever ache, it's happening with the will of Allah. You won't say because of the milk. Now we can say because we are very weak. You know, I ate this thing food, that's why it happened to us. But when you get nearer to Allah Ta'ala, when you're closer to Allah Ta'ala, is something else. You see, those people were different. They were so close to Allah Ta'ala that they cannot make one mistake too. So Allah Ta'ala told him, oh, Bayazid, you're saying me you brought Tawheed, then why the milk of the night? That you complained that you had a stomachache because of the milk. So we have, in reality, we have to learn to respect that. But we cannot compare ourselves with those people. Until unless we do not respect the religion will not follow you, not help you at all. So remember that namaz that you're reading, don't ever think, hey, I'm wasting my time, na'udhu billah. That wasting of time, you come to know how much of time you wasted when the time you go there. So we must be very careful what we utter. We have to be very careful what we say. You understand? It's very important. So every action of ours is of that kind. Mawlana Rumi, Masnavi Sharif, you know, they talk, Mawlana Rumi, they talk very high of him. You no doubt he was a very high person, a very great person, Mawlana Rumi. So he gave him a nice incident, you know, that in a village there was a person very, very poor and they were going through some famine. They were going through famine, hardship, no water, nothing of that sort. It so happened that there was nothing, everything dry there. So the wife told her husband, listen, why don't you go and see the Khalifa? of Baghdad. She said, I heard that he's a very kind person, a big-hearted person. Then why don't you go and ask him for help? So he said, yeah, I will go, but I can't go empty-handed. I must go with something. That Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi giving this incident, listen to it, you see what a lesson it is. I can't go empty-handed, I must go with something. What have they got? Nothing. But she said, you know, we got some fresh water kept one side in a container. Take that water and go and see him. He said, yeah, it's a good idea, I'll take the water. Now the water was ready. Now you must know there's no water, no car there, no transport, they're going to walk. How many days are going to walk? He took the container and the wife told him, please look after this container. This is very important to us. And you must be very careful on the road. He went and she sat in the musalla, oh Allah, make sure it is safely there. Because they needed something. When he reached there, somehow, you know, he's also making dua on the road, Ya Allah, mustn't fall down, this mustn't break. You know, I'm going there now, Allah, please help me. See, when you're in a bad place, you know, when you need Allah, then you ask Allah help. That's why they say, if you are in a good condition, you remember Allah. In your worst condition, Allah loves you. If you remember Him. Because we only remember Allah when we are going through some bad condition. Remember in a good condition. Then how we remember in a condition and a bad condition? Because we are matlabis, you see. We are matlabis. The moment He gives us everything, we forget Him. And the moment He takes up everything, that's what the time He says, Ya Allah, please help us. So Allah Ta'ala is saying in the hadith that is, that when you go into the best condition, oh Allah, I thank you so much. Remember Him more. Because you find many people coming to the masjid when you're going through some difficulties, whether it's sickness, whether it's some, you know, business conditions, whatever it is. At that time, they come running to the mosque. But the moment it's been solved, the mosque is empty, absent. It's no more a registration, absent there. So where you supposed to be when a time when the most time when He's giving you everything, that time you show how good you are to Him. Then He shows you, Allah forbid, you going through any hard times when Allah gives you a remembering that Allah. So somehow Bichara is reaching Baghdad. And when he reaches Baghdad, he has permission to enter to see the Khalifa. So the Khalifa came in and he gave the container to the Khalifa. What is this? It's a water from Jannat. Listen to it, how? Water from Jannat? Oh. He opened it. Now you must know that water was so many days in that container. How smelly must be. How bad it must be. So bad it must be. So bad. The moment he opened the thing, it was that whole area was finished. But he's just drank a little water. Very nice water. Keep it one side. A full stop to this incident. That is how our actions are. That is how our actions are. Our actions are completely rotten. Our actions are completely rotten. Nothing to praise about. Not worth a cent. Not worth, worthless our actions are. Bring this in your heart. Instill this in your heart. Your actions is, don't think you are doing Allah a favor. We are doing like we are doing Allah a favor. Oh Allah, I read namaz, give me money. Oh Allah, I kept fasting. What are you trying to say? Your actions, you must believe like what this person said. That this, that water was rotten and smelling, but the king, how nicely he drank that. He did not even hurt his feelings too. He did not throw it away to say, keep it nicely. That is how Allah Ta'ala is doing us too. That your actions are not fit at all to me. Rethink of your namaz. Think of other actions that you're doing during the day. Think of all those things. Is it? Can you prove that? Can you say that this my action can be put from Allah Ta'ala? No one can say. It's supposed to be thrown away. But the king did not throw the water away. Then Allah Ta'ala, what will do for us? This is what is important to understand. That whatever you are doing, do not think that I'm doing Allah a favor. We need Allah all the time. We need Allah all the time. Allah's favor we need. If the whole world goes against Allah, it doesn't change Allah. Because we need Him, Allah does not need us. So the good action you're doing, do not ever think, you know, I'm doing good deeds. If a person begins to think like this, that I got nothing in me, my action is not evil, it's through His mercy. Just imagine Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Allah, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, old Fatima, everyone will go to Jannah, but not through their actions, it's through the mercy of Allah. He said, you too? I said, yes, it's me too. Because why? No one can boast about his action. No one can say the action of Allah Ta'ala wants you to do, you'll do it accordingly. So the Khalifa said, now, never mind. Now he gave him a lot of money. Gave him a lot of money. That was his intention. He got money. He told him, but you know, he's so tired. Take him to the river Dujla. Dujla is the Baghdad that... When you walk through that river, then you feel you're in Jannat-like. He said, let him go past the thing there. Let him go past, at least he'll get a little bit of comfort too. And his tiredness goes out too. So he's walking past, hey, Ya Allah, I brought water. What is my water? This is something talking about, this is water. Definitely the king, you know, the Khalifa, he just, to keep me happy, to keep me happy. He did not belittle me. Because my gift was nothing compared to what he's got by him. But he kept my heart. That's how Allah Ta'ala will keep your heart too. That's how Allah Ta'ala will keep your heart too. That we got nothing. What do we have us? But that namaz that we're performing, the action that we are doing, no matter what it may be, but he may get happy. Yubadilullahu sayyatim hasanat. That all our actions are sayyat, not hasanat. Sayyat means it's full of faults. I won't say not accepted. Full of faults. But with all the full of faults, he says, I will still accept it. It's just that the king accepted the thing. Likewise, here too, your actions have been accepted Allah Ta'ala in this sense. So one at any time must not feel at heart that I have done a lot of ibadat today. Must not feel that I did well today. You must only think, Ya Allah, accept it. I did not do how you wanted me to do it. I did not do how you wanted. Like one person, he read in the first rakat, he read one Quran. Another rakat, another Quran. I said, Ya Allah, I did nothing. I did nothing. So this is what we're supposed to be, the Khalifa said. He did not say throw away the water. He did not say belittle him. He did not disgrace him. Just as the Khalifa did not disgrace him. And you know, he made sure that he looked after the water like gold. And gave him the Ashrafiyah, what Allah won't give us. What Allah won't give us. We must have hopes whatever Allah must give us, but we must also do the right things. If you do not do the right things, then what do you expect? If you do all the right things, you try your level best, you'll fall, everything, but you still try. Then you see how Allah Ta'ala changes His mood with you too. Slowly, gradually, maybe that namaz of yours was like this up and down. You're still coming, Ya Allah, my namaz is up and down, but I'm still remembering you. That remembering you, just like that Allah Ta'ala remembers you too. And the time comes when, you know, automatically, that namaz becomes something else. Namaz comes. That's why they say in the beginning, when you read namaz, is riyah, for show. Even if it's for show, to carry on making. Because anything you know, do in the beginning is show. Never mind, that's show, 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 and one day it becomes something else. But do not leave your namaz. Do not leave. And do not think, hey, what is this up and down I'm going? When you begin to think those kind of things, then we begin to show disrespect on it. So many a times a person's iman goes away. Iman goes away because we utter things. That's when hadith is mentioned, a person wakes up in the morning with iman, and in the night, during the course of the day, he loses iman. Allahumma li fadat. Just imagine one muazzin, 15 years or over, he was giving adhan. And one day his eyes only fell on a woman. The moment his eyes fell on a woman, what happened to him? 15 years of ibadat, he came down, he went to the house and asked permission to get married to the non-Muslim girl. She said, you can only get married to me if you drink pork, eat pork, and drink wine. And he drank that, and then he came out, and he fell down, he fell dead. He didn't get the woman, the worst part loss is iman. 15 years or more iman. So what I'm saying to you is respect your religion. Respect your religion. If you make mistakes, ya Allah, I made mistake, Allah forgive. But respect. If someone tells you doing this is wrong, accept it. Do not argue with him. Do not say, no, it is not wrong. The moment you begin to argue with your religion, then you must know that's the time you're going to lose your religion. If a man is weak, he says, I'm very weak, I cannot do this thing, please forgive me. Like even the beard too, beard also. If you must, it's a sunnah to keep, not sunnah, it's wajib to keep it like this. But if you not keep it, that's between you and Allah. But do not mock it. Like, hey, you got a beard like a goat. I won't forget that incident, you know. One person, he had a beard like this. This small beard, nothing, no hair. But he should go to one shop, you know, to buy oil. When you buy oil there, that the person tells him, you know what, the bell of my cow is better than your bell, your beard. The bell of my cow. He shouldn't say nothing, because they were not even Muslim or non-Muslim. You just keep quiet. But when he was passing away, that's a time he told his children that when I pass away, pass me, take my janaza, pass this shop. So they did that. And the time when he came to the shop, Allah can do anything. Allah. He wakes up from his janaza, says, Alhamdulillah, today I can tell you that my beard is better than the bell of your cow because I died with iman. Had I not died with iman, then no doubt your bell is better than my beard. So be careful what you say and what you speak. This tongue is a very dangerous thing. Rather keep quiet. That's why Nabi Karim says, "Qul amna billah wal yawmil akhir falyakul khayra." He says, when bring iman Allah and Rasulullah sallam, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا. Always speak the good, otherwise keep silent. Allah Ta'ala amalkani tawfiq nasib. وَاَخْرُ دَعُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَلَا عَقِبَةُ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَالصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. اللهم نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر. فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك.